Hi, this is a dictation for patient Clifford Holcomb, CLIFFORDHOLCOMB. Date of service is 8/18/2025. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today. He allegedly was involved in a multiple car accident prior to coming here. He has been treated with advanced pain care for more than a year in 2022 when he was discharged and he moved out of the town. Now he has come back and he reported that his pain has been quite significant and affecting his ADLs significantly to the tune of 10. The patient reported that his pain level have been 9 to 10 at all time. And ADLs have affected 10. Neck pain is around 7. Lower back pain is 8. He does describe some pain in the left elbow and also right elbow in the area, and then right wrist and numbness and tingling of all the five fingers. Some shooting pain is described in the left leg, anteriorly, posteriorly, in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, with lower back pain being very significantly affecting him. Both shoulders are also reported to be involved. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL. And for system review, the patient is a poor historian, but he has neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back, and pain in the right leg, which is hip, ankle. Please review the record for additional issues. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 119/81, pulse 68, pulse ox is 98. The study exam will come from previous visit dated 7/30/2025, dictation number 0924-046 and 0924-047. Plan is to provide the patient with the pain relief Percocet 5 milligram 325 every 12 hours for 7 days, 14 tablets. Patient has not provided his new MRIs, and that's why it is on hold. He is also not started his physical therapy. If it is determined that the MRIs are positive for findings, then we'll appropriately make the treatment adjustment. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He has not given his urine as he cannot pee today. He's been advised that when he comes next time, his urine has to be done. Thank you.